the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
We might need some of that sporting stamina to deal with the tariffs that were announced on Thursday by US President Donald Trump. China became the first country to hit back, imposing a reciprocal 34% tax on all US goods. It looks like a global trade war has well and truly begun. Let's turn to one Irish sector that's particularly worried about the road ahead. We're joined by Eoin O'Cahan, director of the Irish Whiskey Association. It looks like it's a very big blow to Irish whiskey exports. 40% of exports go to the United States. How would you characterise it as to how serious it is, Eoin?
Well, look, I mean, I think we were very disappointed with the announcement that was made during the week and the proposal now that there will be a 20% tariff on our product. As you mentioned, 40% of our exports head to the US. It's by far and away our biggest market where we make our most sales, but also it's the engine that has kept the Irish whiskey sector going
and growing. And it has experienced huge growth and it's been a tremendous run for
Absolutely.
A number of years. Is it possible that there's a mix of Irish whiskey products in America, I would imagine? Quite a few of them would be fairly premium products. And a premium product, on the one hand, can often live with a higher price. So if the price has to go up a little bit, they can still sustain it. But I suppose the worry is that if you have a general downturn in America, that people's appetite for buying whiskey might be reduced.
Absolutely. I mean, look, I think there are a lot of unknowns following what was announced. And we've seen it there, that there's been chaos and turmoil in the global economy. So, I mean, it remains to be seen what exactly will be the impact of this 20% tariff on the consumer, on the economy overall, and indeed on our sector. I think you are right to say that there are a number of premium, super premium products in the US, but again, any tariff is detrimental to the sector's growth. We're still assessing, we're still analysing to see what the final impact, I suppose, on the price on shelf, etc., will be, and indeed on the businesses that are operating here in Ireland.
Will it hit smaller distilleries more?
I think traditionally, I suppose, smaller and craft distilleries would always be more exposed to any changes in this. There are a number of distilleries who depend an awful lot on the US market, not only for their sales, but also for funding to enhance their operations in other new emerging markets. All of that, I think, is put at risk. So that's why we need to ensure that we can remain engaged with both the Irish government and the European Commission to see what the response will be, to see what supports are available. But also, I think another unknown is how long this situation will continue.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, is there a possible benign outcome here where I presume a lot of Irish whiskey producers have sent a lot of stuff in advance to the US in anticipation that there might be a risk? I'd say the warehouses in America are full of everything from pharmaceuticals to whiskey to food to... And everyone around the world has been doing that. That will buy Irish whiskey producers a bit of time if a negotiation is done and the tariff comes down.
Well, first of all, time is of the essence. You're right there. There is a possibility that might give them a bit of a reprieve. But at the same time, as you mentioned, the warehouses are very full. What's the cost of warehousing? We know that that's gone up in the past few years as well, and that's putting a major strain on businesses. There's no easy solution, I think, when it comes to this kind of situation where you have tariffs tit for tat going over and across over and back the Atlantic. This is a situation that we ultimately want to avoid. There are no winners in a trade war, and that's what we need to focus on when we look towards engaging and trying to find a solution.
And I suppose on the one hand, you now know the tariff figure, which takes away some of the uncertainty, but it's all so uncertain, it's very hard to predict what way it will go. Eoin O'Cahan, Director of the Irish Whiskey Association, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.